and gentlemen, Kenneth Williams Cabaret. For the next 27 minutes, starting now, without hesitation, repetition, or deviation, but with interruption from star guests, you'll be in the company of Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Good evening and welcome to half an hour of Radio Rodomontade with your how'd you say it? It means you can't impersonate them, doesn't it? Yeah. Actually, I've been impersonated, and the bloke said to me afterwards, what do you think of me doing an impersonation of you? I said, well, one of us is terrible. Anyway, I was staggered when I was asked to do this show. I really was staggered. They had me up at the boardroom of the BBC. It was very grand. All your Sheraton and your Spanish tooled leather and your framed photograph of a Nona Wynne. All the biggest heads were there, some of the biggest heads in show business, I can tell you. And the chairman said, sign this declaration before you actually do any work for us. I said, what is it? They said, standard practice. You simply certify you've never been a nudist, atheist, or a polygamist. I said, polygamist? A bloke has got loads of different women, isn't he? They said, that's right. I said, well, if I'm a bloke with loads of different women, I mean, would I lose the job? They said, no, we close all the doors and you tell us what it's like. Well, I won't bore you with what ensued. But suffice it to say, they turned a Nona Wynne's photo to the wall. And they're still in there deliberating. Well, I say deliberating. I mean, what they're doing, and none of my business. It's my business to introduce you to our first guest this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a warm hand for Cantabile. Well, the postman has been staggering under the weight of my fan mail. I can't tell you. All appropriately stamped first-class mail. Well, post office. No, the post office know what they're doing. No, the contents. The contents were heavy, too, with passion. Heavy with passion and ardour. Oh, they don't come any ardour, I can tell you. Well, I'm a cult. And one of them actually wrote, "I would deem it an honour to scrub your doorstep, polish your paintwork, and shiver your timbers." I thought, well, it's very nice of her, but I haven't got any timbers to shiver. I'm more your laminated plastic and your uncut moquette, you know. It's a pity her offer hadn't come a few days earlier. I'd put an advert in, the Cowkeeper's Guide, actually, for "Girl Friday Come Daily Wanted to Run Bachelor Establishment for West End Celeb. Out Thursday's automatic boiler, no stoking." And the only answer I got, one answer, would you believe, the humiliazione, one answer. It come from a woman signing herself Florrie Plume, late of Roebuck's Family Hotel. So I asked her to come round for an interview at her convenience, and she turned out 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, don't call that convenient. And not at all. I was déshabillé, or déshabille, as the French say. I was still in the nightshirt. She wasn't well prepared either, because she said, "I won't take my coat off. I won't take my coat off," she said. I said, "What do you mean you're not stopping?" She said, "No, I've got nothing on underneath. I was late and I ran out too quick, you know, and it's made me a little behind." Well, even with her coat on, I could see that wasn't true. I said, "Come, madam," I said, "come. May I ask why you left Roebuck's Family Hotel?" She said, "Roebuck's Family." She said, "I could tell you things make your hair curl." I said, "Up to the age of 15, it did. It cascaded. No, it did. It cascaded down, right down to my waist. Oh, I had lovely hair. You could sit on it. I did sit on it." She said, "So could I. I could sit on mine. I was on the halls. I did a very refined act, striptease with a difference." I said, "What was the difference?" She said, "Well, when I took my clothes off, all the men averted their gaze." I said, "Oh, charming. How very polite. All the men averted their gaze." She says, "I averted mine too, and I fell in the orchestra stalls." "How appalling," I said. "You could have ruined your patella sack. To say nothing of your coccyx." She said, "No, she never did say anything about her coccyx. She said, it was all right because my fall was broken by Mr. Roebuck. Afterwards in the dressing room, he knelt before me. His passion knew no bounds. I became putty in his hands. I was like a young gazelle leaping about the mossy turf." I said, "You surprise me." "Should I surprise Mr. Roebuck? He was the mossy turf." "The memories, oh, the memories of my lost youth. Oh, ah, the memories." She went right, yes. She went right off. She burst into tears. Well, I can't stand to see a woman cry, so I walked away and left her. just as well, really, because it's time for me to introduce you to, let's have a warm hand for him too, ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Adams.
Now, you know what London's all about, don't you? When you get down to it, yeah. Now, culture. Jogging off to the Festival Hall for a few sounds, scarping round the National Gallery for a gander at the pictures, bumming off down the National Theatre for the odd masterpiece of world drama, you know, that sort of thing. Well, I mean, that's what keeps me living here anyway. Well, that and the stress. Now, the name's Clapp, by the way. Sid Clapp. Newly appointed drama critic of The Sun. Yeah, the West End, eh? What a wonderful, glittering galaxy of shows to choose from. Have you seen Cats? No, neither have I. Well, you can't get in for love nor money, so they tell me. Of course, it's policy, isn't it? They don't want the public in there. No. After all that pre-publicity, why should they take the risk of letting the public in? Yeah, only the backers have seen it. There's a mousetrap still playing to coach loads of eager theatre-going mice. 29 amazing years, and still as fresh as you'd expect the contents of any mousetrap to be after 29 amazing years. What else is there? Oh, yeah. Ballet. Couldn't get over that personally the time I saw it. Well, I mean, each to his own, but if you want to see a kind of person enjoys watching a particular type of bloke jumping about in a particular type of tight, binoculars are provided. Opera, I can't speak for. They will sing, and I find it stops you enjoying the band. All right, no. No, thank you. No, call, all right. Call me a Philistine, but that's critics for you, and that's what we paid for, isn't it? Still, don't forget the name, Sid Clapp. I'll be on page 3, along with all the other knockers. Well, thank you very much. Either that or in the bar. Thank you very good night. Thank you, Robert. Now, talking of openings, I've had an interview with Sir Johnny Betjeman. Nice bloke, actually, though he'd never heard of the sound. And he composed a new love poem, and it's called Hammersmith Recollected in Tranquility. Hammersmith Henrietta, pie-eyed as a newt and stoned when I met her. Westering, questioning, settles the sun on her dear old sausage skin bondage and safety pin dear hole. She eases into her latex, hangs the chains round her thigh, for we dance at the Palais, my Hetty and I. By roads that are up, by unswept ways, we drive on a Honda in the late summer haze into 9 o'clock Hammersmith, heavy with bells of old Mr. McWhippy, ice lollies he sells. Past King's Mall and King Street, the Broadway I sigh over. I am weak from your loveliness, Hammersmith flyover. Underneath, dog poops and beer cans are seen near, and takeaway cartons, Colonel Sanders been here. Hammersmith Hetty, shock-headed Hetty, hennered hair like a Yeti. Hetty said, John, are you into crumpet? You could have it for free. I said, I'm into cathedrals, but might be nice after tea. We sat in the car park. She squeezed me. I let her. Now, I'm really into Hammersmith, Henrietta. Thank you so much.
Jonathan Adams, and now I'd like to sing you a plaintive song about something very fashionable at the moment, the computer, and it's called Above All Else. A computer called Elsie, who worked down in Whitehall, used to get right all the sums that she did, adding and subtracting, terribly exacting, from minus 3/8 to millions of quid. And instead of blokes wearing their fingers and thumbs out, working great sums out until they were numb, they would say, switch on Elsie. Her dial would light up, but sadly she'd hum.
I'm needing love, love, love. I just need some love, love, love. A little affection sent in my direction.
I'll have a short circuit if some doesn't come. Then one day in spring, when her job was subtracting, she began acting a little bit strange. And after waiting, then she threw the date in, plus every phone number on London's exchange. And she tried to divide it, but Paddington Station, and in desperation, the square root of 2, till they said,
nothing else, you need a new valve.
But how little they knew.
Needed love, love, love. She just needed love, love, love. This lonely computer who longed for a suitor.
She blew out her fuses and all Whitehall's too. They took her away the next day in a lorry. They said they were sorry that Elsie was fired. What she cost the nation nearly caused inflation. To start with, they had to have Whitehall rewired. She was dumped, broken-hearted, in some old antique shop, on top of a speak-your-weight-weighing machine. And he said,
hello, Elsie.
You weigh in your stocking feet 12 stone 13.
She'd found her love, love, love. face of her love, love, love. Love took its time coming,
but now things are humming. To make up lost time, if you know what I mean, they've more baby transistors than you've ever seen.
It's ravishing, isn't it? I've had loads of requests to lift a corner of my personal dossier. A sort of Butch Compare tells all saga, you know what I mean, tracing my early beginnings. Now, the story starts when I was a flaxen-haired stripling doing the glass-blowing in Wolverhampton. I was glass-blown on the thermometers. They wanted that little bulb on the end. You know, that bulb on the end that holds the mercury. You're only supposed to huff delicately. But I got an extra wind and I blew myself a goldfish bowl. And I was enormous. Probably a Hollywood bowl, actually. And the foundry was in uproar. They said, Kenny, you've blown a beauty. Oh, it's true. The foreman, when he went right off, he was ecstatic. He said, you've got abdominal breathing, you have. It's wonderful. That's where you get your wind. You'd make a wonderful singer. Anyway, he said, you must join our glee club. We could use you for the folk singing. Do you know the Fishermen of England? I said, well, one or two. Mainly the sardine boats around Boscastle. He said, ah, now they're your countertenors. I said, yes, they are rather high, especially when the wind is northeasterly. He said, it's the sardines that do it. All voices are related to diet. You wouldn't believe the effect of Skate's eyeballs. I said, Skate's eyeballs? What do they do? He said, nothing for your voice, but you can see for miles. I said, really? Well, that started it. I was singing everything. They've my Aya Lancy to Aya Waffa, ending up with a recital of Peruvian madrigals. And I don't actually speak Peruvian, but I can do the gestures, you see. I was going to do it tonight, but the producer demurred, which is probably just as well anyway, because it's time for you to meet a real singer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a warm welcome for Isla Sinclair.
Surely see two hearts together entangled and free to decide what the future was holding in store. As the time passed us by, we would see what the world would let Nicola be. And if ever a promise that somehow came true was to grow like the flowers, so fresh and so new, I believe in my heart that that promise was you. Like the sun and the sea and the snow, it's so good to see Nicola grow. Oh, how the winds blow, free as a teardrop and precious as snow. Oh, how the time flies, on the wings of an angel we'll go. It's just to see Nicola grow. If I turn back the calendar, I'd surely see all of the hope that's been hiding in me, all the love and compassion I needed to share. As the time passed us by, we would see what the world would let Nicola be. Oh, how the winds blow, free as a teardrop and precious as snow. Oh, how the time flies, on the wings of an angel we'll go. If it's just to see Nicola grow. Oh, it's just to see Nicola grow. Just to see Nicola grow.
Thank you, Isla Sinclair. Now, I know a lot of you have been wondering why this show hasn't had more coverage in the Radio Times, and I've wondered, too. I have. I offer them a photo of me for the cover. I mean, it was marvelous. It was, with my shirt slashed to the waist, you know. Oh, it was ever so sexy, and really, could see all the hairs poking right through the string vest, you know. And they turned it down. Unsuitable, they said. I said, it's very fetching. And I said, that'll get them going. It's her suit. But they said, we don't care if it's her suit or his suit. It doesn't suit us. Much too skinny. That really worried me, you know. So I shot round to the doctor and I told him I'd been having these funny turns. And he said, I've had some funny turns in this surgery, I can tell you. I had a childless couple in here wanted to know why they couldn't have children. I told them. The woman, I said, you have too much albumin in your body and your husband has too much sugar in the blood. You can't have children, but you can make lovely meringues. He gave me these vitamin pills. I said, what about having monkey glands? He said, no, you've got an excess of them already. So, lackaday and rue, and as Cleopatra said when her bath overflowed, it's no good crying over spilt milk. She did say that. That's historical fact. But it's time for you now to hear a farewell song from Cantabile.
Hello, goodbye, I don't know why I said hello, I meant goodbye. Bum, 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 bum. Bye, goodbye, wipe a tear, baby dear, from your eye, though it's hard to part, I know. Shoo-be-doo, shoo-be-doo, goodbye, dolly, I must leave you.
I must leave you, I must leave you, goodbye, goodbye, we're leaving you.
Sinking low. I don't know why I said
he waits for me. So is she.
Bye, black.
Goodbye, goodbye, I miss you. Goodbye, what hard stories they all hand. Make the bed and light the lights. I love my picture.
Blackbird.
We must leave you for the night.
Well,
special thanks to Cantabile for providing us with such a splendid finish. It only remains for me to thank you for your kind attention and to remind you of the immortal lines from Hedley Stecknich written for Save a Satsuma for Sexagesima. There are those who laugh at trouble, wear a smile for one and all. They are bright and gay and cheerful, and they drive you up the wall.
Kenneth Williams' cabaret starred Kenneth Williams. His guests were Cantabile, Jonathan Adams, and Isla Sinclair, with music from the Burt Rhodes Orchestra. The script was by Kenneth Williams and Kerry Crabb, and the show was produced by Jonathan James Moore.